أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر. We're still in this chapter where Allah Ta'ala commands us that we should meditate and think of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, in the creation of Allah, and thereby recognize the Creator. That all this what we see around us, that there is a maker of it and a creator. And we should recognize Allah Ta'ala, the existence of Allah Ta'ala. And then the oneness, the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, that this whole system is working only by one operator, and that is Allah Ta'ala. If there were two, as another place in the Quran Sharif Allah explained, then there would have been differences between them, and the system of the world will not carry on properly. One will want it to be raining, another one will want it that there must be no rains. One will want it must be daytime, another one will want it must be nighttime. So this all proves that there is Allah is one alone. And the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and the great system of Allah Ta'ala, and everything else of the greatness of Allah, if we just meditate a little bit. With regard to this ayat, we explained the first part, that like a person going on his camel in the deserts of Arabia, and he looks at his camel, and in his camel he can see the great signs and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which we had discussed previously. Then if he gets tired looking at his camel, how long will he look at his camel? And then when he lifts up his head and he sees the sky, in the sky he will see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. During the day the sun and the operation of the sun controlled by Allah Ta'ala. At night the moon and the stars and everything else about the skies, which we also had discussed. The third point is Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And when he looks around him, he will see the mountains around him. And how Allah Ta'ala has raised the mountain. This will be another great sign for him to understand the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That all these mountains Allah has made, as Allah says in another place in the Quran Sharif, we made them like pegs, and they are holding down the earth on its place. It was only in about 1960, that's about 60 years ago only, that scientists had found that when they take certain readings on the ground, when they take it on level ground, it is different. And when they take it at a mountain, at the foot of a mountain, it is completely different. So they investigated that, and they found that at the bottom of the earth, there are solid steel plates of about 250 kilometers, the width of it. And the whole world, all the land is resting on that. Even the seas and the oceans are resting on that. And that they move also on their places. So Allah had put the mountains to keep them on their places. If the mountains were not there and the steel plates were moving, then one day we will find Australia is where it is. The next day, Australia will be where North America is, and North America will be in the place of Australia. The whole world, everything will go upside down. It is these mountains that are keeping everything on its place. And we read also in the Quran Sharif that when Qiyamah will come, the mountains will fly like cotton wool. So then there will be nothing to keep the earth on its place anymore. And then the chaos that will come in the world also. At that time, today we get very agitated, we get very nervous of things that are not right. just the load shedding, etc., makes us so disturbed. Potholes make us so disturbed on that day when the world will just be gone in complete chaos. And though the worst creation only will be living at that time, and what will happen at that time. So the mountains are also a very great ni'mat. And when we see the mountains are not just for mountain climbing, or they are not just there for some entertainment or anything, or they make some beautiful sceneries, the mountains in the various parts of the world. But it is there to take for us to take a lesson that how Allah Ta'ala has made this mountains, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ, how we have made the mountains firm on their places, and the great work of the mountains. There are mountains on the land, there are mountains in the sea also. In the sea, there are also mountains, and therefore it is absolutely necessary for when a ship goes, the captain of the ship to know all this detail, so that he does not run his ship into any of these mountains. He has to take them carefully, just like when a ship docks at any dock, we have the tug that brings the ship in. Because that person knows what the route he should take to bring that ship into the docks. And to take the ship out again the tug is required. The captain himself, who is alien to that place, he doesn't know all the details. Therefore, the tug is there. So these are all the great signs. And this is what we should ponder about and realize the existence of Allah. The Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the great wisdom and hikmat of Allah, which we can never ever understand. And thereby then we become totally subservient to Allah Ta'ala. We turn to Allah Ta'ala with complete humility. That is a great quality that we have to develop. And by seeing all this, naturally, this great humility, tawadu, will come in a person. This idea that I am a know-all and I'm very smart or in doing my things will completely leave a person. And a person will then become humble. And when a person is humble, his life is sorted out. As long as there is pride in the different forms in a person, and which he does not recognize also. Many a person thinks he is humble, but he is far from being humble. It is only his thinking that he is humble. But the more man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. He who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, he let Allah is everything, he will recognize himself that I am nothing. And a great lesson we should take from the toilet which we use all the time. All of us had used the toilet today before Fajr. The toilet, its humility and humbleness is such, everyone goes and makes a big mess there. And it says nothing whatsoever. The sounds that it hears, the smells that will come out, and everyone, and especially if a person has got diarrhea, and he messes the whole toilet up, the toilet pan, but the toilet just accepts it all. Like that, if a person becomes humble, and he doesn't think I'm somebody great, and a person might think that when everyone will make a mess on me, but it comes clearly in the hadith, مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for Allah's sake, people won't be able to take advantage from him. He won't be humiliated and disgraced. Allah raises such a person. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, and a person who has got pride in him and thinks that I'm too smart, and I'm too clean, nobody must mess me, and don't mess around with me, then وَذَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah humiliates, disgraces that person, and brings him down on his knees and even lower. So all by this meditation, all these great qualities will come into a person. May Allah give us the tawfiq. We will just go and see mountains, and we will want to do mountain climbing, etc., or whatever else. But we don't take the real benefit to meditate in there and realize the maker of these mountains and the great wisdom of keeping these mountains on the places that we don't even pay a little attention. Just like the non-believers, they tour around and they take no lessons from all these things. Unfortunately, we also have become the same. We don't take any lesson from the creation of Allah Ta'ala. We should take that lesson and recognize Allah and the greatness of Allah. May Allah give us all the opportunity. Subhanallah.